You're listening to Morning Edition on Capital Public Radio. I'm Steve Milne, and it's Friday. That means Jack Robinson is here. Hey, Jack.
Morning.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal, and we talk with him on Fridays about the week's business news. So the big story this week is the U.S. Supreme Court decision on same-sex marriage. What does it all mean for business in California?
There's a lot we don't know yet, and it's not even certain how broadly and how soon same-sex marriage will be available in California. But at first blush, it appears that the effect on most businesses will be fairly limited. For example, the state already requires companies to give benefits to same-sex couples if they are registered as domestic partners. So certainly there will be increased benefits costs to some companies, since more couples will be able to marry. And on the other hand, some businesses could see a bit of a boost from out-of-state couples coming here to marry. Hotels, banquet halls, bakeries, that sort of thing. Just as we saw back in 2008.
What about California companies that have employees working in other states, states that don't recognize same-sex marriage?
Yeah, things get pretty complicated quickly there. Christopher Arnes, our Capital reporter, says that there are a lot of questions yet to be answered. For example, a California-based company will certainly provide benefits to same-sex spouses, but what if the company transfers that affected employee to a state like Texas that doesn't recognize those marriages?
Well, you bring up Texas. I hear Sacramento lost another public company headquarters to the Lone Star State this week. I mean, what's going on? This is starting to feel like a trend.
Yeah, it's true. But I don't think it's time to panic yet. What happened here is that this week a company called Dages, based in Roseville, said it would open a Dallas office and move its headquarters there. What we're talking about here is only a handful of employees, and this company, which, among other things, makes software for law offices, isn't very large, but it's nothing like Waste Connections, for example, the big trash company that moved its headquarters last year from Folsom to a suburb of Houston. But still, as a reminder that Texas is a potent rival of California when it comes to business.
And this means losing another publicly traded company as well.
Right. We've talked about this trend before. For its size, Sacramento has very few traditional big companies that are traded on major exchanges. Really, we now only have three of any size, GenCorp, McClatchy, and Pacific Ethanol. Dages wasn't in their league, but still, it's a blow to our stature as a business hub.
We also saw this week some more news on the real estate front with some projections about how home prices are growing.
Ben Vandermeer, our real estate reporter, asked the data service Zillow for projections looking ahead to next spring for each of our major home markets. And he wanted to see where we might be getting close to the market peaks from the boom years.
Yeah, it's hard to believe home prices will be back to those levels anytime soon when you look at how far they fell during the recession.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But the numbers are surprising. Of course, we'll see. These are just projections. But the upscale markets like Folsom, El Dorado Hills, Davis could end up at 80 to 90% of their peak values by April, according to Zillow. I would say probably East Sacramento is in that range as well, although we don't have figures for it. At the other end, you have areas like Woodland and North Highlands where values are projected to be more in the 50 to 60% range. So clearly, the more expensive markets are recovering faster or lost less of their values to begin with.
You've also got a story this week about changes coming to the rules for enforcing Proposition 65.
Yeah, this is the ballot measure that requires businesses to post warnings about toxic chemicals on their premises. You've seen those signs. It's led to a lot of abuses, with small companies complaining that some lawyers are shaking them down for big settlements if they unintentionally violate the requirements. Christopher, our Capital reporter, says that business interests, consumer groups, and environmentalists seem to be on the same page with lawmakers and the governor on how to reform the law.
So would there be limits on how much companies would have to pay for failing to post notices?
Essentially, yes. Companies that take action to correct the problem in 14 days would owe no more than $500 for violating Prop 65 under legislation that is in the works now in the Capitol. Of course, it's never safe to predict the future of a bill, but it looks like a pretty good bet this one could be adopted and signed by this year.
Thanks, Jack.
Welcome, Steve.
Jack Robinson, editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. We talk with him on Fridays. You can hear previous business roundups at capradio.org/business.